kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Dahil International Women's Month, kasama sa tatahakin natin ngayong buwan ng Marso ay ang pagtampok sa ilan sa mga kilala at syempre natatanging kababaihan sa ating komunidad dito sa Australia. Isa dyan ang ating makakausap ngayong umaga, isang author, finance journalist at editor at kasalukuyan siyang editor-in-chief of Money Magazine, isa sa mga matagal na sa industriya, si Michelle Baltasar. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Michelle.
Magandang umaga rin sa iyo. Magandang umaga sa lahat ng mga tagapakinig sa station ninyo.
Yes, at nasabi ko nga, isa kang author, finance journalist at editor. Ilang taon ka na sa industriya ng pamamahayag at syempre ng pagiging isang finance journalist, Michelle?
Yes. So, bale more than 17 years. Nagsimula ako nung baby pa lang ako.
Yes.
Yun, first year ko as a journalist. So, I graduated from Sydney University in 1996. And for a couple of years, I did work as a researcher, tapos nagkaroon din ako ng job sa IT. But after that, it's been a journalism career for me since early 2000. So, bale, oh my goodness, it is around 20 years now,
yeah.
Including my 2 years as a research assistant sa Business Review Weekly. Yes.
Pero Michelle, I know maraming forte ang journalism, ano? But why finance?
Yes, so sometimes yung parang destiny talaga kung ano nangyayari sa careers natin, ganon. I've always loved writing since I was a kid, and I wasn't interested in business. Pero kagaya sa mga kababayan natin na maliit pa lang, meron na tayong mga you know, side hustles. So naaalala ko nung maliit pa ako, nagbebenta ako nun ng chips at saka yung bubblegum, ganon. So, naintindihan ko na yung value ng finance markets business as a young kid. And then, when I graduated from Sydney Uni, my first job was at a business magazine. And that's when I realized that it's actually business journalism is something that I'd like to pursue.
Mm.
So, yun na, tuloy-tuloy na siya. And I guess you really have to love the topic or be interested in the topic for me to last this long. Kasi usually yung mga journalists, they move from one newspaper to another, pwedeng General Magazine or pwedeng Women's Magazine. But for me, I've always been interested in how people build wealth and how companies build wealth.
Ito ba ay isa sa mga, kumbaga, goal mo to help women or in general to help the community in maybe learning about building wealth?
Yes, and it's actually a new goal for me. Nung nagsisimula ako, syempre, ang focus ko is how to actually improve my skills as a writer, how to improve my craft as a journalist. Pero 5 years ago, parang there was a turning point where I felt I understood enough about how the markets work and how parang kailangan ng education specifically for migrants. Just as a short explanation, halimbawa dito sa Australia, if you were born in Australia, 18 years old ka pa lang, magtatrabaho ka na, diba?
Tama.
And you will get what we call superannuation, which is your retirement savings. Automatic yon, meron ka ng 9% na sinesave ng gobyerno para sa'yo. Para pag 60 years old ka, meron ka ng konting savings. Pero sa ating mga migrants, minsan lilipat ka dito sa Australia, siguro 30 years old ka na, 40 years old, or sabihin na nating 20, but there's still like that 5-year adjustment period na we just wanted to know how to live in Australia.
Mm-mm.
So parang una, napapabayaan natin yung finance natin ang dami ring gastos the first 5 years of living in a new country. At saka pangalawa, parang may disadvantage tayo kasi yung savings natin starts from the first moment na we step onto this country.
Mm-mm.
Versus yung mga iba na 18 years old pa lang sila, meron na silang savings. Oo. Mm-hmm. So migrant wealth is one of my advocacies, kumbaga, which only started a few years ago.
So kasama rin dito ang pagiging independent financially.
Yes, so ano nga ba ang ibig sabihin ng independent financially? 'Di ba? It's really about security na alam mo na halimbawa magkasakit ka or may emergency o mawalan ka ng trabaho, meron kang savings. So financial independence is different for different people, and I think for migrants, iba rin sa atin ang meaning ng financial independence dahil usually, individual financial independence natin kasama yung pamilya. Kaya parang times four ang pinag-iipunan natin, ganon. So, so for me, before financial independence, financial confidence muna, just to understand kung ano nga ba yung mga opportunities na pwede mong ma-exploit when you live here in Australia, ganon.
Oo. Sinasabi mo yung pagiging independent financially ng migrants, ano? But it mm-hmm. would be harder for women, lalo sa atin mga migrants, ano? Mga Filipino, lalo na kung hindi ka nagtatrabaho, hindi ba?
Ay nako, double ang mga disadvantage ng Filipina women because of all the things that you mentioned. One, halimbawa, because you give birth, parang automatic 1 year kang wala sa trabaho, ganon. And over time, it actually compounds the problems. So, yun pa, isa. Pangalawa, sa career, you also have to fight the glass ceiling mm-hmm. where more than likely, men get promoted faster than women. And again, over time, parang nagiging amplified yung disadvantage.
So tingin mo, para sa mga kagaya natin mga kababaihan, as a finance journalist at medyo matagal na, almost 2 decades in the industry,
yes.
Ano yung mabibigay mo na advice in terms of going towards the path of being financially independent?
I think for me, looking back, there's a word that starts with F, you know, and that word is failure. I really feel that a lot of women don't want to do something until they're 100% sure that they can do the job. There's this fear na we would fail or we are not good enough, and that is uniquely for women, because men don't suffer from the same kind of affliction, kumbaga. So for me, my advice is don't be afraid of failure. Just keep pushing your boundaries and always stay positive. I've been really blessed and fortunate na the people around me have supported me throughout. So stay positive and don't be afraid of failure.
So moving from finance sa community naman. You're very active in the Filipino-Australian community, in particular dito yes. sa New South Wales. You yes. had been awarded Global Filipino Youth Award for Achievements in Media. At syempre, marami pong mga recognitions within and outside of the Filipino-Australian community. Pero gaano ka-importante for you as a woman at syempre at isang migrant in Australia na to stay connected with your roots?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Back in 2004, 2005, I got involved in a new project called the Australian Filipina Magazine. And this is really a magazine dedicated to Filipina and for empowering Filipina women. And the reason why that's happened is that, one, as women, we don't have a big voice. As a Filipina in Australia, back in 2004, we didn't really have a voice even. And finally, and this is most important, I really feel that embracing your identity and your rich heritage is part of the formula of my success, if you like, or my achievements, because there's so many great traits about being a Filipino that's forgotten when you become a migrant. And the turning point for me really was a time when I met a young Filipina who was ashamed of her Filipino heritage and did not want to learn Filipino. And that really broke my heart, because that's almost losing 50% of your superpowers. That's how I felt at the time. Because if you look at the Philippine history, there are so many brave men and women. And that kind of resilience is really part of what can drive you in your career, your family, looking after yourself. So all of that combined has driven me to be involved in the community. And if I can make a difference, or even if I can inspire just one Filipina to embrace her identity and be proud of it, then I would feel now it's mission accomplished for me.
Mm. And it definitely doesn't mean that you have to, like, being in Australia, don't have to forget where you came from. Because as migrants, sabi nga natin, nandun pa rin yung pagiging Filipino natin, di ba?
Correct. I mean, the perfect example of it, I guess, a more recent example is Catriona Gray, right? She's Filipino, she's Australian. When she won, the Philippines rejoiced, Australia rejoiced. And why did she win? Because she really researched our culture and applied that to everything she did, from her outfits, the way she answered questions. So para sa akin, that's a great example of what it's like to embrace your identity nga.
Mm-mm. At speaking of hindi kinakalimutan ng pinanggalingan, during the Typhoon Haiyan, isa ito sa mga, sabihin na natin, big advocacies mo nung nangyari ito, dahil you went back to the Philippines, specifically sa province mo, which is Leyte, where you help some of your kababayans, hindi ba?
Yes. So even you asking me about it right now still affects me.
Mm.
And it was really during Typhoon Yolanda I understood the real meaning of grief. Diba sabi nila, you know, when someone passes away, people expect you to forget about it or to heal after 5 years or 10 years.
Mm.
But I realized, you know, grief stays with you, and you should use it to either empower yourself or to be a better person. Kaya para sa akin, yung Typhoon Yolanda, imagine my entire hometown was decimated. 95% of schools, bridges, roads were all gone. So parang namatay yung past ko, and it really affected me. And at the time, I didn't actually want to do anything. I was so sad, and, you know, I felt powerless. But in the end, like Filipinos, everyone really want to help. And that was the reason I then became involved, because I started connecting the donors here to the survivors in Tacloban. And I'm really thankful for everyone who helped me do that.
At syempre sa maraming kwento ng mga tao na naapektuhan ng Typhoon Haiyan o ng Typhoon Yolanda, kwento rin yan ng pagbangon. Ano? Para sa mga kababaihan na sabihin na natin, they are still sa sitwasyon na mahirap at hindi pa rin nakakabangon at patuloy pa rin talaga nag-i-struggle, ano yung advice na maibibigay mo in terms of being strong?
Yes. Naku, ang hirap niyan, di ba? Because you really have to walk in that person's shoes to understand how do you recover, how do you stay strong. I will look to, I guess, my cousin from Tacloban. She's a mother of two. She survived Typhoon Yolanda. And she turned to faith. And I think faith is very important. I also think that it's important to give yourself time and not put too much pressure on yourself to think that everything's going to be okay the next day. So that would be my advice to women, to just believe in God, and maybe my God is different to your God, but there is a higher being that helps us. And secondly, do not put too much pressure on yourself. It's okay to cry. It's okay to stumble. It's okay to be vulnerable.
Sa issue naman ng equality, Australia has passed the same-sex marriage law in 2017, December 2017. But what do you think in terms of equality dito sa Australia after na maipasa yung same-sex marriage? Do you think equality is really equal now, like for everyone?
That's an interesting question because being a Sydneysider, we have a different view of what life is supposed to be. And of course, same-sex marriage, that's a historic moment that our friends in the LGBTIQ community have been fighting for since, you know, the dawn of time, just having that equality. But as you know, there are pockets of discrimination. Usually, maybe it's outside the city. For example, if you're in Newtown, it's a different view on equality versus if you were, say, somewhere else that's not in the city. So I believe the answer to that is we still have a long way to go because equality should be crossing boundaries on gender, sexuality, but also finances. There's a huge gap between the rich and the poor.
Yeah. In terms of being a journalist, ano, nakikita natin sa Philippines, may mga malaking issue pa rin hanggang ngayon ang press freedom na sinasabi. Ano? What's your stand in terms of, sabihin na natin, yung nangyayari ngayon sa mga ibang sitwasyon kung saan nagkakaroon ng mga issues that concerns the media?
Yes. I guess I'll preface this by saying, syempre mahirap magbigay ng opinion if you're not physically there.
Mm-mm.
Like for you and me, dito tayo sa Australia, we only see the news that we actively search ourselves. Iba rin syempre kung dun ka sa Pilipinas and every day you are getting the daily news. So how do I feel about ABS-CBN fighting for their franchise? I think it's a good exercise in democracy that this is happening. I definitely believe in the freedom of the press, and I'm really hoping that there will be a favorable outcome to this. I also am so proud of Filipino journalists. As you know, journalism in the Philippines is actually ranked as one of the most, you know, dangerous countries to work in as a journalist. So what do I want to see? I do want to see a fair hearing on the renewal of the franchise, and secondly, that we need to support press freedom, and we need to back the media because they are the vanguards of truth through centuries.
Sa marami mong ginagawa, Michelle, you're an author, finance journalist, editor, at syempre very active ka sa Filipino-Australian community. At patuloy ka sumusuporta sa mga kaibigan natin sa LGBTQI community. Paano ba maging isang babae sa 21st century?
Very, very hard. And I guess you could say, would I have wanted to be a woman in the time of Jane Austen, in the turn of the 19th century, in the turn of the 16th century? I think every generation, every century presents a new set of problems. But I think we've come a long way. And I am so happy that I was born right now rather than, you know, 200 years ago when women didn't have the rights to vote or women didn't have access to education the way we do. However, parang nagiging extreme na rin that it becomes so overwhelming, it's so demanding. And with Instagram and Facebook and other social media platforms, There's so much pressure to be perfect. Kaya nga, I keep going back to what I said before. It's okay to fail. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be vulnerable. So being a woman in the 21st century is exciting. It has its challenges, but the opportunities far outweigh the hardship and the struggles. Pero I'd like to add na one of the things I've really applied to make sure that I can do what I need to do is, one, I have taken management courses, I take a lot of writing courses, and I also make sure na I stay relatively fit. So be healthy, hopefully wealthy, and wise in the 21st century.
And it comes down to finding what is your goal and your purpose in living, isn't it?
Correct, yes. And maybe sometimes you need to take time to do that. Kasi nga, life is moving so fast, we forget to really stop and think, what is it that I want to do, rather than be on this train that just keeps going, but you don't know which direction it's going to.
Thank you so much, Michelle Baltasar. At syempre,
no worries.
All the best sa lahat ng mga ginagawa mo at Endeavor at mga advocacies.
Thank you, thank you. And thank you so much for you too. You've been a champion of community media. Thank you to SBS. And I really hope that whoever's listening to this program right now, to this interview, I wish them well. And I wish all the women out there happy International Women's Month. Thank you.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.